This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. Let us say that many Morning Edition listeners are in their cars this morning, and further, that a good number of you have teenagers on board, and that you disagree about where your radio should be set. Like, anywhere but here, the kid says. And you, parent, you should listen, because here comes disquieting news on the teen-parent relation front. Muffy Siegel, an English professor at Temple University in Philadelphia, in an article in the Journal of Semantics, defends the endless teenage use of the word like in this clip from the movie Clueless.
I like him.
Do you think that he likes you?
Yeah.
How do you know?
Like, little things, you know? Like, he finds some sort of way to touch me or tickle me.
You okay?
Oh, actually, I was really bad today. I had two mochaccinos. I feel like Ralphing.
Oh, I know exactly how that feels. Like the other day.
Dr. Siegel joins us from her office. Good morning, Dr. Siegel.
Good morning.
First of all, when they use the word like, what do they mean by it?
They mean something like, I'm about to say something, but I'm not completely sure that this is the best way to word it.
Huh. Does it mean almost then? For instance, how many more miles is it to the mall? Like six?
No, that's the interesting thing about it. Like actually has a meaning that no other word in English has, because when you use like, you really are asserting the sentence without like. So if you say, she has like six brothers, you really are saying she has six brothers, but I'm giving a little warning that I'm not completely sure about the number. If you say she has about six brothers, somebody can disagree with you. But if you say she has like six brothers, the person talking to you, if they know the like dialect, will not say, no, she has exactly six brothers, because you'll come back and say, yeah, I said she had like six brothers. That's what I was saying.
It's also a synonym for said.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, no way, means he said no way.
This is called the quotative like, but it is related to the one we were just discussing, because notice when you say, I was all like, get out of here, you're quoting, but you don't want to be held to the exact words.
That's a fine distinction you have there.
Yeah.
Like is used more by girls than it is by boys, you find?
In my study, it was used more frequently by the girls than by the boys.
Why is that?
I can't be sure. All I could find from my study was that anybody, male or female, who takes more time to think before they respond to a question will use fewer likes. So generally, the boys did take more time to think before they responded. This may be because they were being more careful, but we don't know why they were being more careful. My data actually suggests that they were being more careful because they weren't as comfortable with a female interviewer and wanted to make sure they made a really good impression. The subject in my study who used the most likes wasn't even a high school student at the time. She was a returning college student, and she was holding forth in front of the cross-country team of which she'd been a captain. She had an adoring female audience around her, and she used the most likes of all. So it doesn't seem as if it's insecurity on girls' parts that makes them use like a lot. It may be a sort of spontaneity and intimacy, because after all, using like is a badge of teenage belonging.
And why is it that the word like is used so much by young people, and it hasn't really filtered up to people beyond, say, people in their 30s or 40s?
I would say that it does seem to be filtering up. Most people say, oh yes, you know, once I hear it from my kids or my students, I start using it. I had someone say to me, work would be done like Tuesday. She said, now, I said Tuesday because that's what my bosses said. They said it would be ready Tuesday. But I didn't want to say about Tuesday, because that would sound as if I had no idea when it was, and I do. I've been told Tuesday, but I know that things don't always work out exactly as they're supposed to be where I work, so I said like Tuesday just to give you that little warning. So although you don't hear adults saying like every other word, as we sometimes say the kids do, although that's not quite true, you do hear them using it when they really need that very special meaning.
Dr. Siegel, thank you for speaking with us.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Dr. Muffy Siegel's article on the use of the word like appears in the Journal of Semantics.